Welcome to the Author's Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to a larger audience. My guest today is Michael Conger from Miami University in Ohio. He recently published an article entitled Planting Churches, Growing Identities, How Religious Entrepreneurship Changes Those Who Are Called to It. He co-authored this paper with Chris Welter. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Michael, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to speak with you today.
Can you tell us what is the origin of your paper and why did you decide to address this particular topic and what is the key question you aim to answer?
Yes, it's been a long journey. So this paper had its origin all the way back in 2012 when I was in graduate school at the University of Colorado in Boulder. I spent a lot of time at a small local coffee shop near my apartment, and I became friends with another regular customer who is one of our subjects. He's named Reggie in the paper. That's not his real name, but pseudonym in the paper. And Reggie is what is colloquially known as a church planter. That means that he is the founder and pastor of a Protestant church, Christian church in the area. And we talked about his work starting this new church and my work starting out as an entrepreneurship researcher. And we both began to realize that what he and other church planters were doing was really, it seemed like a very much like a form of entrepreneurship. I started to record some of our interviews with IRB and his permission, all of that. And at some point around that same time, Chris Welter and I met for the first time. He was also in graduate school. And he had had similar conversations and relationships with people in the same space. And so we decided to start a paper. Had many, many iterations. We were not sure what the research question should be. We thought about, is this paper about support organizations? So like, how does the bigger organization of these big church denominations, how do they support these new efforts? We thought maybe it's about the process of bricolage, maybe, of how do they start these with few resources, wandered around in the wilderness for some time, and ultimately began to see that maybe the most interesting pieces were identity pieces, right? The religious identity of these people really was shaped by and shaped the entrepreneurship process. And so that's where we ended up. And this special issue in ERD seemed like a really great fit. And what we were really seeing was an opportunity to flip sort of the IV and DV. So a lot of the research that has been done on religion and entrepreneurship is sort of how someone's religion affects the entrepreneurial process. And we see it as a potential to look at the inverse, right? So how does engaging, the research question is, how does engaging in entrepreneurship as a means of advancing their religious goals affect the entrepreneur's religious identities? So as they practice entrepreneurship, what does this do to them as a religious person?
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
Yeah, so the methods were easy but difficult. It was easy because we were speaking basically to professional clergy, right? If you've ever met, they're one of those professions like professors, right? Where if you talk to them, they can talk to you for 4 hours, right? So many of our interviews were long. They're very introspective, thoughtful people by training and by nature. So talking with these folks was all inductive interviews and other information, transcripts from meetings, websites, other documents, but primarily speaking with them, right? And so that was very easy because they would give us a lot of data and they would talk a lot and we could go back and do another four-hour interview if we wanted to, but it made it a big job. I think the real challenge was theoretically trying to understand, I know others who have worked in this space, trying to understand, you know, why does religion specifically matter, right? As opposed to strong values or, you know, any the find and replace problem, right? I've also done a lot of work in social entrepreneurship. That's sort of my background. And this question of, you know, if I did a find and replace in Microsoft Word, right, and replaced the word social or the word religion in your paper with any other word, does it matter? Right. And so trying to figure that out, like, why do we care about religion in this case? That thinking phenomenologically, it seems intrinsically interesting. People say, oh, that's very, very interesting. But then when you try to figure out what does this actually say theoretically, it's much more challenging.
Let's talk about the research process itself. Can you share something about the journey, perhaps a turning point during data collection, a difficult decision you had to make about the research design, or even a moment of doubt?
Yeah, well, doubt for sure. It's funny how the religious themes come up, right? But yes, we doubted, as I said earlier, you know, trying to figure out what the framing should be. That was challenging. It did take us a long time, almost 10 years to get this paper done. And that wasn't because of data collection, et cetera. It was because it was so hard to figure it out. I think a surprising thing that was really interesting was you'd expect that a priest, someone like that, would be someone who's very introspective and self-aware, but it was surprising how self-aware they were about the process they were doing. They really understood that they were doing something new and that this had the real potential to affect their beliefs, their relationship to the church. They weren't really surprised. I think a lot of times we see when we do identity, I do a lot of identity research in entrepreneurship, and a lot of times this isn't what we see. It's rare that you see an identity story in entrepreneurship where they really understand what's happening during the time. Many entrepreneurs, if you talk to many entrepreneurs and say, you know, when did you discover you were an entrepreneur? They'll say, oh, I'm not an entrepreneur. They don't even recognize that these processes are happening. It's really interesting. And I think it gives us the ability to take a much deeper look at the mechanisms, because you're able to have the subject sort of make sense and unpack in front of you. So that was really interesting.
If you could go back to the beginning of this project, knowing what you know now, what would you do differently? And what advice would you give to other scholars embarking in similar research?
Oh, don't do what I do. This is maybe the third time that I've jumped into an area that is underdeveloped, where it's uncertain what we should be doing as researchers. So that's a challenge. But on a serious note, I think I've done this with social entrepreneurship. 10, 15 years ago, it was the same thing, right? What are we doing? How is this relevant? What are the theoretical constructs? All of that was being determined. And so as a really new scholar then, that was a big challenge. Same here. It's a new area. We're still trying to figure those things out. And now I've become involved in rural and small community entrepreneurship, which is also new and fragmented. So I think the big lesson I've learned from this, or advice I have been given, I don't know if I've learned it yet, I'm working on learning it, is to really try to develop the discipline of thinking theoretically and not phenomenologically. It's very easy to see these as really unique and novel contexts, right? And say, I know that it's interesting, right? People, when I talk to people about it, their eyes light up. They immediately see that it's interesting. But our task is to figure out why it's interesting, right? and that's such a challenge, I think, you know, to really be thinking what's the real difficult research question that I want to answer here. Otherwise, you can spend, as I did, 10 years looking at interesting data, but not being sure what you should do with it.
Thanks a lot, Michael, for participating in our show and for pulling back the curtain on your research process, on your article entitled Planting Churches, Growing Identities, How Religious Entrepreneurship Changes Those Who Are Called to It. Paper you co-authored with Chris Welter. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-eid.com and on the main podcast platforms.